No question, your IT department and your end users benefit from workstations that are easy to deploy, support, use, and maintain. But what should you keep in mind when evaluating systems to ensure that you reach these goals? I'm your host, James Hilliard, and on today's episode of Connection Point, we're speaking with Rick Rudd. He is ThinkStation Product Manager in Lenovo's North America Product Marketing Organization. Rick is here to tell us about the latest innovations from Lenovo and outline criteria that you can use to select the best workstation for your users and your computing environment. And Rick, thanks for taking time and joining me today.
My pleasure.
One of the first things we should just do here, there are a lot of different terms out there describing types of personal computing systems out in the market here. Let's just start with Lenovo's definition of a workstation.
Sure, happy to cover that for you. From a Lenovo perspective, a workstation is actually very much like a PC, but it's a PC that has more of everything. It's more expandable in lots of different areas, and it's really designed to handle applications that are much more demanding. One of the kind of novel ways I like to refer to a workstation is a PC on steroids. So think of what a personal computer does and boost that up many, many levels in terms of the expandability of the disk and the memory and the ability to process more graphics and the ability to support applications that are just much more demanding. And that's what a workstation is to Lenovo.
Absolutely. And Lenovo ThinkStation products, definitely well-respected in the marketplace. I know our listeners, no stranger to Lenovo's offerings. What I want to dive into here, Rick, is kind of what goes on behind the scenes to really ensure that Lenovo workstations are basically, the gold standard.
Yeah, they are. I mean, Lenovo takes the workstation products very seriously, and one of the things that Lenovo is really great at is client devices. If you think about our flagship products, if you think about the ThinkPad, for example, Lenovo's been in client-type devices for a really long time. So when you look at the kinds of things that workstations need to do, the very resource-intensive applications they need to run, those machines need to be very powerful, but they also need to be very comfortable to use. They need to be very user-friendly, because at the end of the day, the person that's using that system is going to sit there 8 or 10 hours a day, all day, every day, working on that system. So from a Lenovo design perspective, we take all of the highest performing components that are out there in the industry and package those together into an offering that is not only powerful, but is very end user friendly, it's very ergonomically friendly, it's very cool and quiet when it runs, so that at the end of the day, when you're doing that kind of work, it's actually a pleasurable machine to do the kind of work you're doing. Because when you are in the kinds of work that workstation users typically do, it tends to be very creative, it tends to be very data analytical. You want to be able to concentrate and also get your job done. So our goal is to combine the very best of those, as I said, sort of industry standard components out there that give you the high performance with all of the unique Lenovo nuances that make it a client system that's a delight to use.
Yeah, one of the things I always think of with workstations, in my mind, I get the picture of that design engineer there or someone in that field that is just going and kind of gets lost into their machine and their thoughts and their work, and they are there for hours upon hours. And one of the things that I'm familiar with Lenovo that I know the company likes to hang its hat on is also the durability of products and the design that goes into making sure these machines do last the long hours and time that the employees put onto them.
Yeah, that's a really excellent point, because the systems, as I did mention, they are the primary tool that end user will do to do their work day in and day out. And there's lots of capabilities that we built into the system to enable that machine to run for those long days, day after day after day. One of the best examples of that is our whole design from a cooling standpoint. Our machines are extremely clean inside from a design perspective. There's not a lot of componentry in the way to impede the airflow. Because of that, the airflow is through our systems extremely well, and that keeps the internal case temperatures cooler. And when you do that, you extend the reliability. Matter of fact, every one of our ThinkStation products, from the entry level all the way up to the high end, comes standard with a three-year warranty. So you can really use that machine at a minimum worry-free for 3 years before you even have to think about extending the warranty or servicing it. So we put a lot of thought into making sure that system not only is powerful and quiet, but it'll also last for the amount of time that most customers anticipate using a device of this type.
Rick, since we're talking about workstations here, we're talking to folks that are in the market for workstations. They might have to be upgrading what they have sometime in the near future. So I want to bring them up to speed on kind of the latest and greatest. What are the new capabilities, and specifically from Lenovo, that our listeners should know about?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned expandability, because one of the things that I want to highlight is the fact that all of our platforms are designed to be expandable relative to the type of work they're designed for. So from our entry system to our high-end system, we have lots of capability to do things like put in additional hard drives, to do RAID support, to add additional graphics cards or lots more memory. From a component standpoint, we're actually at a really great time here in terms of the market. As you know, technology kind of always marches on, and right now, one of the biggest improvements that we can offer our customers is a whole new set of graphic solutions from NVIDIA, and those really do represent everything from an entry 2D type card up to a high-end 3D card, sort of everything in between. But having the capability to now utilize this latest and greatest graphics gives the customer a really cost-effective way to improve performance, because when NVIDIA does a refresh like that, they'll make sure that whatever comes out performs better than the predecessor product, costs no more, so it's really a win-win for the customer. In addition to graphics, we're always looking at different components to try to bring out to market that will allow the customer to grow the system over what they may have in place today. We've also done a recent refresh of all of our Intel Xeon processor offerings. As you might know, Xeon processors offer a great range of features that can improve performance for customers. Things like multiple cores, hyper-threading, and the ability to add one or even two processors to a system to improve your performance still further. A second one that we've brought to market recently is a very, very large memory DIMM, 16 gigabyte memory DIMM, which will actually allow most of our systems to hold much more memory than they had been able to prior. So in addition to graphics being one of the things that systems take and utilize very heavily, memory is another one, because as customers are loading these large models into memory, having more memory and having cost-effective memory is a great way to get more performance out of your system.
Let's do this. I want to see if we can, I think the term ThinkVantage and that grouping of technologies is probably familiar to most of our listeners, but for those that don't know exactly what that includes, maybe we can run the laundry list of what are some of those technologies that are included under that ThinkVantage branding.
Yeah, absolutely. ThinkVantage are, in summary, if you're not familiar with the term, ThinkVantage is a set of offerings that Lenovo packages with all of our systems, really, our desktops, our laptops, as well as our workstations, that give you additional benefits to the system. We offer them at no additional cost, and they kind of come along with the system. They're basically giveaways that give you much more capability. From the standpoint of ThinkVantage, there are some, not all, of the ThinkVantage offerings that are enabled on our workstation products. Some of the things that we do offer is the Productivity Center. We do offer rescue and recovery, which actually allows you to take a backup snapshot image of your system, so that if you need to restore it, you can restore it back to the sort of the as set state. We do have the client security solution piece. We do have system update, which allows you to go out and perform updates to various software components in your system. We do have the secure data disposal available. Now, that one's actually pretty critical when you think about a workstation product, because very often they're being used in design-type work, which is typically before a product ever reaches market, which means very often it's secure or confidential. So secure data disposal allows you to basically wipe your hard drives and take away everything on them, so that if you do repurpose a machine, you're not going to inadvertently give away secure data. We have System Migration Assistant, which allows you to take an existing product, sort of take a backup snapshot image, and then move it over to a new workstation when you may be doing an upgrade. We have Image Ultra Builder, which allows you to do all kinds of custom imaging for the system. So you can see that there's many of the ThinkVantage offerings that are actually supported on the ThinkStation products as well.
And again, these aren't additional. This is part of, and as a machine gets configured, you can have some of these things turned on if an organization thinks, hey, this can be a benefit for me. If they don't see a use for it, they can choose not to have that turned on or used on those workstations, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. None of these are kind of a forced march. They're not a forced install. They're not something that you have to necessarily use. They're designed very specifically to be kind of pick and choose to those elements that make the most sense for an enterprise. If you've got another offering that you already use that does some of the comparable things for you, well, then that you're certainly welcome to use that as well. The great thing to remember is that all of these things are available, whether they ship on the system or some of them are actually downloadable, so you don't necessarily get them all on the system, but they're all free, and that's the most important part to remember, is that there are all these tools that are available to you to help, if you need them, to help with your environment, to help your IT productivity, to help with your end-user productivity. And again, doesn't cost you a cent over what you pay for the system.
All right, Rick, before I let you leave, I want to offer up a couple of tips to our listeners that are, again, evaluating workstations. Two parts here. I'll start with this idea. How does a team go about kind of looking at how that workstation might be used, looking at the environment of where that workstation will be? Is that going to have a big impact on the type of system they select?
Yeah, and actually, those are really great points, because how the workstation is going to be used is really, really the fundamental question. And I always take that down to the specific of the application, because more important to making a workstation decision than anything else is, what application am I running? That application will drive lots of things in terms of the configuration of the system. And by that I mean not just, you know, how much memory I put in there or what graphics card, but, you know, what processor is going to give me the best performance, and really to help make that workstation the lowest cost, highest value alternative you can in that environment. So in terms of knowing the application and how the system is going to be used really drives everything else about the workstation. Once you've got all the components that support that application, then we can start to look for value pricing for you. In terms of where it's going to be used, you know, it's really interesting, because workstations, one of the interesting things I always talk to customers about is probably within your enterprise there's somebody that can benefit from a workstation. Because at the end of the day, the workstation is really a application accelerator. And if you can put one in the hands of an end user that is doing a certain kind of work and increase their productivity, then they become more valuable to your company. They're getting more work done in a given day. So I always encourage people, in terms of looking where workstations are used, not to look for necessarily certain departments. Don't just look for engineering. Don't just look for a graphics artist. Look for the kind of work people are doing. Look for people that are analyzing data. Look for people that are designing things. Look for people that can enhance their productivity, and that's where you'll find the best bang for your buck in terms of putting a workstation in.
Good tip. The last one is kind of a short list. Let's focus on the technologies, the kind of compare contrast. What would be on your short list if you're out there looking at a workstation that you would say it's got to at least have this technology, and this technology?
Another really good point. You know, it's interesting, because the workstation market today is in some sense commoditized. And by that I mean most of the major vendors are going to have the same processors. They're going to have the same chipsets, similar memory, similar hard drives. So at a bare minimum, you know, I kind of call that the jacks are better, right? You got to have the piece parts people need in order to get the work done. But there's so many more things about a workstation that are important. And part of that is, and we've kind of dealt with this a little already today, you want to make sure you've got expandability. As your workload grows, do you have enough additional capacity in the system to expand rather than having to replace that? Another one is, you know, the system contains a lot of valuable data as well as expensive components. I mean, workstations cost typically a bit more than a desktop. You know, is that system secure? Do you have things like lockable side covers that you can lock those systems down to make sure there's no theft of data or theft of componentry inside? Additional things, a security chip. You know, do you have a security chip on board that can do things like store passwords for you or program keys, so that you can make sure that you've got a system that's internally secure as well? And then finally, just a whole bunch of usability things. You know, again, this is the kind of system that somebody's going to be spending all week working on. These are highly paid professionals that are taking advantage of these systems. Is the system productive to use? And we especially in our ThinkStations, do things like illuminate our icons and space our ports carefully so that if you need to plug something into the system, it's very clear. We have handles on our systems to make sure that IT professionals can move the systems around quickly and efficiently if they need to. Things like that. Lots of different things that are really kind of ancillary to the work getting done. But when you take those into account, you end up with a system that's not only powerful, it's secure. It's got a high level of usability. It's got long life due to its design points, and really just gives you the best of all worlds in terms of a workstation solution.
Hey, Rick, really appreciate the tips and the insights today.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in as well. If you would like more information on Lenovo workstations, turn to the PC Connection family of companies. You can contact your account manager today to learn more about starting your next IT project with an assessment and engaging their on-staff experts. You can learn more at govconnection.com. You're invited to call 1-800-800-0019. And if you would like to email, connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard, and this concludes this installment of Connection Point.